Who is it?
Linda.
Linda who?
Linda Sue. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Okay.
I feel like I'm all wired up today. I don't know. It must be too much caffeine. No, it's a real wire, I guess.
I guess so.
So, Mom, sing the song to me that you sing when you wake up in the morning.
You know I can't sing very well.
Well, it doesn't mean if you sing very well, I still like to hear you sing it.
All right. Good morning, sunshine. Hello, world.
There she goes. It's a good way to wake up in the morning.
I don't remember the rest of it.
That's all you say. Then get out of bed. No, usually you said that when we came downstairs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And open up the blinds, let the sun in.
That's right.
And then have like an English muffin.
Yeah.
With cereal. Oh, usually, waffle. I remember English muffins mostly.
Yeah, it had waffles too, when you put in the toaster.
Yeah. You know, my sister Patty likes to talk a lot at dinner. She always be like the last one to eat, and a lot of stuff she didn't like, really like the food or whatever. We had a little dinette off the kitchen. And all of a sudden, it started getting really stinky in there. Like it was just really smelly in that room. On the two corners in that room were two china cabinets. And when Mom opened up the bottom of the cabinets, there was like food in the sugar bowl and the gravy thing, whatever packed in it. And then she put something behind the refrigerator, too. Remember those old refrigerators had that big back? She got in big trouble.
Because it started to smell that time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was the refrigerator.
Like, where did that thing from?
The heat, you know. That was Patricia Trueheart. She
was too busy yakking instead of eating. Oh, none. I didn't get in any trouble. All my mother had to do was look at me. And I would do whatever she told me. No, I got in some trouble. I can remember one time. Well, there was one time Patty and I got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Patty's like, let's go out on the roof and see like how the weather is on the second story house. And I remember we were out on the roof, and it was a steep roof. And like holding on to the wall like this. And remember hearing the telephone ring? The next day I remember hearing Mom yelling. And we scooted over the other side of the roof and climbed in the bathroom window because the bathroom door had a lock on it. My mom's banging on the door, because my mother was pregnant with Stephanie at the time. And the neighbor, Mrs. Parks, called her up and said, Josie, the girls look really cute in their daisy pajamas, but they're on the roof. So we got a lot of trouble for that.
They did things like that.
You're a good egg, Mom.
Yeah, correct.
Well, you weren't too thrilled when I moved out of the house at 18.
No, that
you were really pissed
me.
Off, as a matter of fact.
That I was.
But we and made
I,
up.
And I went and passed by your apartment, and what did you do?
I don't know what I do.
And you came to the window, and...
What I do?
Hello, I'm up here!
I had a studio apartment when I was 18.
My baby's gone.
You threw an apple at me when I left. You were really mad.
I was.
It was time for me to spread my wings.
Yeah.
I got my own apartment and I was 18. I told him I was 21 and I was really tall, so it didn't matter. And then what the funny thing is, though, the rent was $160 a month. I had a job. I brought home $72 a week. I made $90 a week. So $40 a week goes for the rent, leaves me with $32. I had a car, an old car. It was $5 a week for gasoline. It was $5 a week for car insurance. It was $5 a week for telephone. When I went on a date, I ate a lot of food.
And I always brought your care
And it was
packages.
One of the best times of my life.
Yeah. I always brought your care packages.
Yes, you did. Well, it was really good because, and Mom still does this. This is another thing Stephanie and I were talking the other day. You didn't do it this year, though. In September, whether you were back to school or not, you'd be like 30 years old and she'd buy you back to school stuff. Like a new shirt or maybe some pot holders.
Well, this year I just...
Or whatever. Stephanie says she's been missing that.
Oh. Well, she moved too far away. I was in a state of shock when we bought the house. When I got the book from the bank and it said that I had to pay $133 a month, I almost had a heart attack. I thought that was a lot of money because... Highest rent I ever paid was something like $80 a month, but that included everything. Now I was going to have to, you know.
But this is a big house.
Not only that, yeah, we're going to have to supply fuel and gas and electricity. I thought I'd never make it. I can see that bank book till this day. The Greenpoint Savings Bank, $133 a month was the mortgage payment.
You never thought it would end.
I never thought I'd ever be able to own the house.
Plus, Mom used to have a lot of beautiful rose bushes. Mom was really good with roses and fresh tomatoes.
And tulips.
The cherry tree.
The cherry tree, yeah.
We planted a cherry tree when David was born in the yard. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool seeing it grow up as David grew up.
Humongous.
Now David's huge and so is the tree. What else is used to sing? Hey, you're adorable.
Hey, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms.
Go.
G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, you're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L, you're the love light in my eyes. M, N, O, P, I could go on all day. Q, R, S, T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You make my life complete. V means you're very sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you how much you mean to me.
Woo-hoo!
And I can't carry a tune.
But you remember that whole song.
I remember lots of things.
I know. I'm glad you don't talk about all of them.